The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM, Sunday at noon. It's Behind the Mitten on WPHM with John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman, who are both on the line with us right now. Guys, good morning.
Good morning, Michigan.
Good
How
morning.
You doing, Paul?
I'm doing good. Happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year. We are happy to welcome in 2023.
Absolutely. So what's how are we welcoming in 2023 on the show this week?
This week we have kind of a hodgepodge of guests, which is always fun. We start off with a good friend of ours, right, Gonzo?
Yeah, we sure do. And Happy New Year, of course. But yeah, we start off with an incredibly great friend, Dave Lorenz of Travel Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
You know him as Pure Michigan, the voice of Pure Michigan. No, well, not the voice, right? That's a different guy. You know him as the face of Pure Michigan. He's everywhere. He travels, you know, not only in Michigan, but throughout the country and internationally to promote tourism here. So for us, I think Amy would agree, it's a great way to kick off a new year and a new season for Behind the Mitten, because you hear from the main guy himself.
Yeah, I don't know of anybody more passionate about tourism in Michigan. Amy, you could probably agree with that.
I would agree with that. I love what Dave says on the show. Is he's pretty much the number one tourism guy in Michigan, and you can't dispute that. But he brings a wealth of knowledge, experience, and time. And so when you listen to him on the show this week, he talks a lot about like changes in the industry, areas that they're going to be focusing on around the state that might be different from what we're used to hearing about. A lot of, you know, we hear a lot about Traverse City and Mackinac Island, and of course we love those places, but exciting to hear that we're going to, you know, be talking about other areas in the state that people are going to love visiting. I mean, it's just a really interesting interview, and we have him on for half the show, so it's great.
Oh, great. Oh, that'd be very interesting. What else you got going on this weekend?
Well, I think another interview we have, I shouldn't say second, because, you know, he's also pretty active, is our friend Dan Sipple from the West Michigan Tourist Association. And our listeners, I want you guys to know right now, you're going to hear two awesome things. Number one, we're going to call him, we're going to give him a new nickname, which you'll love. And then number two, you get to hear Amy proclaim her love once again for the SS Badger in Ludington.
We talked a little bit about, I know you featured that, you know, in your best of over the holidays, but Amy, you really enjoy that that boat, don't you?
Well, Paul, I'm going to just tell everybody out there, you have to tune into the show to hear why, because it's ridiculous, but it's become a thing now. But we laugh about the SS Badger because it's such a unique thing, and I think that's why we focus on it. And it's one of those stories that it really resonated with our listeners in 2022, I think, because people have heard about the ferry so much, but maybe they've never actually experienced it. To be honest, Paul, I've never taken it across the lake. I've been on the boat. I've rung the bell, but I've never actually taken it out on the water. And so it's on my bucket list as well for the new year, because it's just something that's so interesting. And one other thing that Dan mentioned on the show, which I really want to make sure your listeners know about too, is that West Michigan Tourism Association isn't just about West Michigan in a sense. They really do cover a lot of the state, but they have these amazing live video feeds. They have almost 20 of them set up all over the state of Michigan, and you can go to WMTA.org and access these live video cameras. So maybe you're wondering, what are the snow conditions, you know, in Frankfurt? And again, I'm not exactly sure where these cameras are, but you can look at these cameras and see exactly what's happening around the state. And we love that live feed of what's going on around Michigan. And you can check that out at WMTA.org.
Oh, that is very cool, because, you know, there is often a lot more snow on that side of the state than there is here. We have not had much snow this winter over here in East Michigan. That is not the case over on your side of the state, is it?
Well, no, there is definitely snow out there. In fact, we addressed that whole topic because we talk about how a lot of people downstate, which is funny to hear that, but a lot of people downstate, we'll say, well, there's no snow here, but there's snow up north. I believe, Amy, correct me if I'm wrong here, I believe Dan Sipple said north of Cadillac, you're going to find just about every ski slope open, right?
Yes. Yeah, that is correct. So while we're, you know, in the south, we don't see it every day. It is out there. And this weekend, all the snowmakers will be going north of Cadillac, and so they're adding to their bases, and ski hills are open and ready for you.
All right, very good. Any Michigan mitten related New Year's resolutions or plans for 2023 from either of you?
We always have plans going. In fact, if people want to come to our Behind the Mitten Facebook page over the next couple weeks, John and I are going to be revealing our top 10 Michigan travel bucket lists for 2023. Oh, we cool. kind of do this every year. We always mention the places that we want to go, but we're going to put it out there formally. Like, here are 10 places that we really are going to make it a determined effort to visit this year because we're just so excited to go there. So I think on my list, Paul, I might have going across the lake on the SS
Fashion. I bet it is on that list. We will take a look. We'll be listening this Sunday, as we always do, Sundays at noon for Behind the Mitten. Guys, again, Happy New Year, and thanks so much for your time this morning.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, guys, take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. That is John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman behind the mitten. If you miss them at noon on Sunday, you can find them on whatever platform you listen to podcasts on, because they podcast their show. And also, if we have a sporting event, I don't think we do this Sunday at noon because the Lions play at night. It's always on at noon on our stream at WPHM.net or on the WPHM mobile app. Behind the Mitten, Sundays at noon on WPHM.